Blog Talk Radio.
say to you all, sorry for that. That was Blog Talk. Tuning down, Blog Talk and Facebook Live Ministry on tonight is at the same time with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. This is a Let's Talk program. As I was saying, I was doing a like week. I would like to know the Lord better. I would like to be closer to the Lord. I would like to have time to study His Word more. I would like to be in God's presence more than I have been. That's what I'm doing, the week of like, which is going to turn into the month of like, which is going to turn into the year of like, and so on and so on. I like to be better off in my relationship with the Lord. Okay, so with that being said, let's do prayer right now, and we can go into the Word. Father God, we thank you for another day, God. We thank you for a chance to come before you, to open up our hearts and our mouths, God, to ask you and invite you in, ask you for to be our Lord and Savior, ask you for forgiveness of every sin we did willingly, unwillingly, sins we're not even aware of. We're asking you, God, to just come and just take a hold to our minds, our mouth, our spirit, and our heart. God, we just ask you to just cover our household, cover our minds, cover our walk, cover our talk, cover the way we handle things, the way we handle people, God. Teach us how to just go at things the way you would have us to go at them after we hand it to you first, God. Teach us how to seek you first, God, before we open our mouths and say anything, God. And for those of us that have said something without seeking you first, God, forgive us. Forgive us, O Lord. God, take each and every one of our loved ones on their ways home, to work, to the store, anywhere they're going. God, take them safely and bring them back safely, O God. Let them drive safely. Let all the accidents and anything that's coming their way, avoid them, O God. God, for we trust you with everything, God. We ask you to give us not just a peaceful rest on tonight, God, but a relaxation in our rest, God. Teach us how to just meditate on you, O God. Teach us how to meditate on your word day and night. Teach us how to depend on you. Teach us how to apply your word to everything we do. God, we ask you to just cover America. Take America back to in God we trust. Take America back to in a place where we put you first, foremost, and always, God. God, teach us how to just stay concentrated on you. God, teach us. Let this ministry, God, do what you have accomplished it to do. Do what you have appointed it to do. Do what you have anointed it to do, God. Let this ministry stay focused on you at all times. Every minister that's on this program, every prophet, every apostle, every mother, every missionary, everybody that is involved in Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, God, we ask you to cover them in Jesus' name. Amen. Forgive me, I told you all earlier, I have a little cold, but I'm going to continue to do what God told me to do, wiping my nose and all, because we're not going to let the enemy get the victory when God said that he will give us the victory. Okay, so I want to start off with this. You all, please talk back to me. Hearts, thumbs, remarks, please talk back to me. Blog Talk, at the end of the service, I will open up the line so you can talk with me also. I would like to know how many of you all have paid attention to really what's going on. It's been, you could say, a year or almost a year we have been in this pandemic, right? It has been where people have really put themselves in situations where they're saying, we can't go nowhere, we can't do nothing, can't nobody tell me what I ain't going to do. The Word of God has taught us that we can go close up in the house for a little while so that whatever's going on in the land shall pass. It's a plague. It's not like this world haven't dealt with plagues before. We heard of the plagues back when Noah was building the ark, the plague of wickedness, the plague of uncivilized things, unnatural things happening. we had the plague of Moses when he went to ask Pharaoh to let the people go, and they wouldn't. Well, Pharaoh wouldn't let them go. We remember those plagues because we was taught about them and we read about them. So we know that it was the Spanish fly flu, I don't know if it's Spanish fly or Spanish flu, whatever they call it. We had the emphysema. We had all type of plagues that have embarked on this world. We had plagues of wars, of people starving in Africa, Asia, of other countries, I'll put it like that, because I don't want to just go to naming countries and leave someone out, just say all over the world. Even here in America, we have homelessness. We have all type of plagues. So now we have this corona plague, and the sad part about it is that even if you have the flu, they want to name it corona. So corona is on everything, you know. So with that being put out there like that, we know that they have this virus they're trying to push. And I'll say push. And I'm going to say push. They're trying to push it. But we know that with the winter season, that some of the states like Texas, they're going through, which I'm keeping my cousin, mother, Toni Montgomery, and her family in prayer, because I don't know if it have affected them or what, but just the fact that I have family there, that's for my Seabury lineage. I have family in Texas. I have family in Atlanta. I have family all over the Deep South where the weather is really bad. The weather has changed. We have family in North Carolina, God's sisters. We have those and their families there that's going through weather ups and downs. Excuse me. We also are looking at here in Chicago, where surrounding suburbs and in the state and city, they said that valves were left out and they spoiled. Now they were saying on the news today that some people, because of the weather, won't be able to get the second valve, the second shot, or however they want us to put it. But I'm saying all that to say, I was talking with Apostle Elect on this week because of the snowstorm that has hit in Texas and has hit here in Chicago. And I was saying, don't the Bible say something about beware of the wintertime? And she say, look it up. That's one thing about Apostle Elect. She's not going to give nothing to you. She's going to make you look it up for yourself so you can say you read it, you know. And if you decide to look it up, you're not going to just read that. You're going to read what's before it, and you're going to read what's after it, and you're going to get into it. So when she said look it up, I Googled, where does the Bible say the Montgomery's are? Oh, thank God, Margo. Thank God that the Montgomery's are doing good. Praise God, yes. When I said to Google, where does it say in the Bible to hope that the Lord doesn't come in the winter, the Bible took me straight to, let me get it for you because I don't want to say it the wrong way. I know it's Matthew 1st. It says, woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. 20 say, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. And I was like, wow. God is telling us that we can pray that he doesn't come in the winter. Because you all know, like I know, in the winter, you have to make sure you can stay warm. You can have something to eat, because not only could your food freeze and you can't eat it, you can freeze. You can be in a situation where if you're outside, how are you going to get from point A to B? We're not going to even say down this road. We're going to say from point A to B, and you don't have proper, items, or you don't have what you need. Because could you imagine how prepared the people that are homeless on the street are that has lived through the spring, the fall, the spring, and they prepare for the winter. Those that have been out there for a long time, and then you have those that have became new to this because of losing jobs, losing places to live, because even though people say they understand and they are have feelings for you as far as I know what you're feeling, I know what you're going through. No, you don't, but you love don't pay the rent. Love don't pay the mortgage. Love don't pay the bills. You know, I was talking to a young lady today. She was telling me about union dues we pay in too, and she was telling me something, and I said to her, excuse me, I said, you know, really, I don't want to go that far into it, because when you say what they should give back to you, do you call the ComEd people and ask them to give back when you pay your dues for that electricity they give you? Do you call ComEd or NorCorps or whoever you get your gas from? Do you ask them for to give you something back when you pay your gas bill so you can get heat and hot water? You know, I'm saying that to say this. When you find yourself in a situation that you're not able to move around freely, you're not able to sit back and know that you have a place to stay, you have a place to go, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to say it. Yeah, you know it. You pray. See, a lot of us find ourselves praying when things happen. You know, we find ourselves in places where we're looking for somebody to give us some good news, to give us a good answer. But when, like I said, I was reading Matthew 24. And reading Matthew 24, I found out that the first verse says that, and Jesus went out of and departed out of the temple. And when he departed out of the temple, his disciples was trying to show him the building. And he told them that not one stone was going to be laid upon one stone. In other words, nothing's going to be standing. These buildings, these houses, everything, nothing's going to be standing. A lot of times, a lot of us don't understand. Before it's over with, we're going to be found in a situation where if we haven't already got ourselves prepared to follow Christ, we haven't got ourselves prepared to know that we hear the Lord's voice, find ourselves prepared to follow his instructions, we're not going to be able to stand if our flight comes in the winter. So I was reading on, and I got down to the sixth verse. Well, I'm going to go back up. I'm going to go to the fourth. It says, take heed, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So if you're sitting back and you're in a place where you've lost everything, and you still don't have a prayer life, you still don't have a relationship with God, you're looking for someone to come and give you some good news. Right now, with everything going on, even the news is telling you of these scams and stuff is going on, they're going to say they're here to help, but they're not. See, when you set up a relationship with God, God is not only going to direct you, but God is going to send the help you need directly to you. I just read, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. for many shall come in my name. What is God? God is love, God is help. Many is going to come trying to help us, especially now. You got the corona going on. You got the homeless going on more so than ever. You got people out of work. You got people unemployed. You got tax season. You got people coming up with all type of gimmicks and all type of ways of helping you. But I'm trying to say, get yourself in a place where you find yourself able to get to God to say, God, right now, I'm in a storm season, not just in the world, in the natural, but in my physical mindset. I don't know what to do. You know, we say all the time, let's pray, pray, and pray, and pray. A lot of times people say that because it sounds good. A lot of times people say that because they hear somebody else over there and over there saying it, but they really not holding on to it or living it. They're trying to hold on to somebody else. You know how they say people be around you because they try to get what you got. You know, how they call this in my day, they would call them leeches. They always want to stick around you to get blessed because you're being blessed. I'm saying to get a relationship with God, because many are going to come in this time and season, you know, trying to deceive us, trying to say what God is doing, what God is at. And God said, if you're planning this and you're planning that, I'm not saying don't plant. That's not what I'm saying, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But before you do anything and everything, ask God. God will tell you what's good ground. God will tell you where to plant, where to sow, where to believe. You know, maybe it may be a little off of what you thought I would say, but I was asking God, how do I tie this in? Because, see, I'm talking to myself also first. Don't let your situation or the place that you're in cause you to believe something or believe someone. Hey, Laverne, thank you for watching. Believe something or someone, and they're not really what God has so told you to attach yourself to. Because anything and everybody that try to attach themselves to you, and that's not what God has called you to attach to. Do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it. The other part of the verse was saying, for nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of, what's this? I'm trying to keep up with my verse. Of sorrow, all of these going to be the beginning. Hey, Mother Tony, thank you for joining in. Just remember that you could read the 24th chapter of Matthew's, as Apostle Elect say, the whole book of Matthew's is good. But I was looking for one scripture in the 24th verse of Matthew's, and that was 19 and 20, and it just took me through the whole 24th verse. And it's so much. I don't have the 24th verse, I'm sorry, the 24th chapter. It took me through so much in this chapter. You know, it's the chapter before it talks about the 10 virgins. The 25th chapter, rather. It's just was telling me how God was saying those that endure forever, they'll be saved. And he was saying, woe to, you know, the woman with child. The woman with child is suckling, the pregnant women. He was saying, hope your flight don't come in the winter or on the Sabbath day. You know, because I was reading it a little further. It was saying that the Jews are not allowed to travel within a mile, so you don't want to be caught up. You know, it's telling us about the 23rd verse say, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. He gave us six signs, for there shall be false Christ and false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders and so much that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect, if it was possible. But if you are in a real relationship with God, a real relationship with God, you're going to know that there's not anybody Christ-like. God said to be hot or cold, lukewarm, he'll spew you out. He never said that he was going to send back an imposter or somebody like him. He said that he would come back. When you get to read this 24th chapter, you're going to go down and you're going to read in the 25th verse that says, "Behold, I have told you before." The 26th said, "Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, if he is in a secret chamber, believe it not." When you go to reading, what you say, Tony? Yes, God gives good directions. I said it before. God is a great GPS. And his GPS is from Genesis, Psalms, all the way through St. Matthew's. So there's a GPS right there. God is an awesome God. God is so, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even have the proper vocabulary to explain how awesome God is. Because not only have he given us directions, he's telling us what not to do, what not to believe, what not to look for. He's telling us, you know, you have a lot of people that says, well, I said this a lot, I got to clean myself up before I go back to church. No. He said, come as you are, not stay as you are. But if you come as you are and you apply yourself to Christ, what I mean by apply, you give yourself solely and totally to him, he's going to clean you up. I'm a living witness. I'm a person that God has done so much for. God has straightened out so many of my ways. He made my crooked ways straight. He has did a wonderful thing in me, and he's still. If God is not through delivering me, and I'm not through seeking deliverance, the more I read into the 24th chapter of Matthew's, I got a chance to read. I forgot it was in here about watch therefore, for ye know not the hour that the Lord will come. No one knows the hour but the Father, not the Son, not the Holy Spirit, not the angels, not nobody. Only the Father knows. It's, you know, a lot of times we want to sit back and be like, oh, I know this and I know that. Yeah, we know it, but sometimes we get laxy-daisy or we get in a situation where we forget. We're human. We forget. So it's okay to get in your word daily. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay if you just read a scripture or two, or if you have the time to read a book, a chapter, or whatever. Get in your word daily. If you have to read the same thing over and over until you get that thing down in your spirit, it's okay to do that. But just make sure daily you give God some time. I love the way it says back here. I'm looking forward to, so over here in the 35th verse, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." The first verse, I was telling you where Christ said that that temple wouldn't stand, no stone upon a stone is going to stand. But right here in the 35th verse, he said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word is going to stand forever." If think about it, the men and women of God that you know, and they say, Mother Tony said 36th verse, "But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Yes, That's the 36th verse. If you look at men and women of God that you know have sung songs, ministered, taught the word of Christ, if you look at some of the old recordings and they have gone on to be with our Father in heaven, there's preaching his word. His word is still living, and that word still has the anointing on it today that it had on it the day that they first brought it forth. I'm telling you, just the last week, our very own overseer, Apostle Sandra Thomas, this is her birthday month. Her birthday is the 28th day of February. Just been coming up a lot of old lessons that she taught. And when I tell you, the anointing on those lessons is still alive because she brought it from the book, the holy book. She brought the word of God alive to us. She brought the word of God into our life that we hung on that word. We hung on everything that came out of her mouth because it came out from the word of God. So when I sit back and think about what God is doing, he's given us a way out. As Apostle Elect always would say, he's given us an escape. So with this, he's telling us not to believe everything you hear. He said that if two is working in the field, he's going to take one. Two ladies is grinding at the mill, he's going to take one. He said if they tell you that he's here, don't go back. If you're on your roof, don't go back and get your cloak. If you're somewhere doing something, don't go back. Once he has called you, don't go back. He talked about the good man. He talks about if you knew when they was going to break in your house, you would have stood watch. So he said, be ready. Don't get ready. Be ready. What I mean by that, each day that you take on claiming Christ is my Lord and Savior, Christ is my deliverer, Christ is my God that I serve, the more in the time you claim that, he's steady working on you. So while he's working on you, don't look back. Don't go back to be like, oh, I miss having fun. No, I didn't say you don't reminisce. Yeah, you can reminisce, but you can say, but look what God has brought me from. Look what God has done. I remember growing up, and we would see old men acting a certain way and older women dressing a certain way, and we would be like, they need to dress age appropriate. Margo said, my God's word is alive. He has watched over his word to perform. That's it, Margo, Minister Margo. You know, when you see somebody, if you are a certain age, I'm not saying if you can't wear it, don't wear it. But when you know something ain't complimenting you, please don't let somebody tell you need to get that away or hang it in the closet. Be smart. Leave it in the closet. Because everything that's one size, not only do it not fit all, it don't fit all ages. It's some things I see people walking around in. No matter how you look at it, it comes down to I'm saying that to say this. The word of God right here in the 39th chapter says, 39th verse says, and no, not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Because he said, like in the day of Noah, when the Son of God came back to get his people, people wasn't just sitting at home saying, oh, is this the day? They were still partying, weddings, functions, working, cooking. They was going about life. They were still doing what they was doing. But they did not know that was the day that the Lord was going to come. So if the Lord comes, say you've been doing good all the time. and the Lord comes and you didn't act a fool or did the fool that day, that's where you're going to be judged. So make sure that if you decide to do something for Christ, you do it right. That's why I say if you decide, because this is the day you have to make that choice for those that have it, but for those that did make it, stay focused, stay steadfast, because we don't know the time, the hour, or the day. We pray that it's not during the winter. We pray that it's not on the Sabbath. We pray that we're not a woman that's pregnant or giving suckling to the baby she just had or just a baby that needs to be fed. We pray that we are in a place in God that keeps us focused on our purpose, our reason. We want to make sure that God has not wasted his time. I'm going to say it like that. Jesus were to return today, would you be prepared? Yes, that's a very good question. If Jesus was to be returned today, would you be prepared? I would love to answer that question and say, I believe I would be ready for God if he came back today. But just in case, I haven't did what God told me to do. I'm saying, God, give me some more time. I'm not ashamed to say, God, I'm not for sure, you know, because I remember when I lost my mom, I wanted to know, did I do everything I could have done? You know, we've been there, some of us. A lot of times we want to know, did I do everything I supposed to have done? And that's all I'm saying to God. God, if I haven't, give me some more time. The 44th verse says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful man, wise servant, whom his Lord have made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is the servant who his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if the servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant, and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the Lord of the servant shall come in the day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites. Therefore there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. With that being said, remember, I said, the word of God said, be ye also ready. Don't be one day saved, and then that same day you want to go over here and be something else. Be Christ-like. You be Christ-like with the way you're treating people. I didn't say Christ was going to send back a Christ-like. Christ said he's coming back for his people. But by us being here, we can be Christ-like. We could say, in this situation, what would Jesus do? In this situation, how would Jesus go about this? A lot of times, we need to just sit back. Like now, we're talking. I'm not, as they said, trying to preach another to you. I'm just trying to hold a conversation with you to say, what if your flight was in the winter? We know before we go outside, you're going to put some socks on, nice socks. Whew, real nice socks. Some nice warm boots, some long johns, some nice pants. You're going to put on all type of stuff to keep you warm. You were hoping your car got a remote starter on it before you go out if you have a car, or somebody picking you up, Uber, Lyft, or whoever. You want it to be warm when you get out there. If you're going to have to go on a bus stop, whatever, you're putting something on your head, around your neck, across your face. You get prepared to go out in the winter. Don't get caught in the winter of your life with Christ. I hope you understood what I was saying with that. Make sure that you give God everything you have, your time, your space, your love, your understanding. Give God your willingness. A lot of times we don't even want to give God our willingness. We're not willing to pray for nobody. We're not willing to check on nobody. We're not willing to like nobody. We're not willing to help. We're not willing to just be a listening ear. We're not willing to be there for somebody. We're not even willing to get out of somebody's way. On my way to work, 6-something this morning, I saw a SUV flipped on its side on the street. Not a snowy street, but on Stony Island, just flipped on its side. Just, wow. Police sitting there, I said, it's so dark out here. And the car was dark, but the way it was flipped, you couldn't see no lights. If the police hadn't been sitting there with his lights going, somebody could have been rushing to work, which they drive down that street like an expressway. They could have hit that car, and no telling what could have happened to them or anybody else on the side. But I just hope they were all right. I hope whatever happened, their life was right with God. You never know what can happen. It may not always be due to something you did or you didn't do. Somebody else can cause something to happen, but make sure you right with God. So with that being said, though, tonight, I hope you all enjoyed our conversation that we had tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for your comments. I just want to say, I just wanted you to know that I was talking about something that really had me thinking about what we were going through. And in this time that we're looking for answers, but our answer is between Genesis and Revelation. If you have to just find a scripture or a book in the Bible to read, that will help you get through. I remember when I first got saved, and I was saying that it was hard for me to stay focused. I have a cousin by the name of Paulette Long. She said to me, she said, "Renee, read the book of Daniel." She said, when I first got saved, I read the book of Daniel, and it really helped me with wanting to get more so into the Bible. And I tried it, and I really enjoyed the book of Daniel. And I read the book of Daniel again. And just recently, I was back in the book of Daniel from years ago. So I'm saying that to say, get into a book in the Bible, whether you want it to be Daniel's, Psalms, Matthew's, the book of Matthew's is an awesome book. It's where Jesus is telling us what's to come, what not to do, and he's telling us what to do. So just make Jesus your choice on today. Stay focused. Get a foundation with Christ. Margo said, remember the Son, Christ is the answer. That's right. Christ is the answer. If I wasn't so stopped up, Margo, I would try to see it. But I don't want to sound like Christ is the answer with a frog. But if you decide that enough is enough and you want to get answers, the news is only going to show what they allow them to show. People are only going to tell you what they think you want to hear. A lot of times, people are not going to be honest with you. But I tell you, if you get a relationship with God, God will put you around people that will be honest with you. Because he will put you around people that he has assigned to help you with this walk in life. Ask God for a spirit of discernment, that when somebody is talking to you, you would understand that they're talking to you or they're trying to talk through you. You know what I mean by that. You know, you done had some situations in life, being saved and unsaved, but you know when somebody's trying to use you. So I want you all to remember this ministry is Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, www, World Wide Web, Blog Talk Ministries, Facebook Live. Everyone isn't on Facebook, but the majority of us are. This is the third Sunday coming up. Our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser will be doing Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk. If you want to, you can tune in at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. What I mean by tune to, you can call the number, which is 310-861-2354. 310-861-2354. On this Monday coming up, it will be myself and Mother Toni Montgomery from Texas. We have been doing the fourth Monday for the month of February. I had asked her last month if she would continue to do the fourth Mondays with me. I'm under her leadership on the fourth Monday because she is one of my elders, and she has been anointed by God to teach. She teaches on marriage and family. Her and her husband, Ron Montgomery, has an awesome ministry, and I thank God that not only is she from my Seabury Brown Sinclair lineage, but she is also a leader in the body of Christ, and I'm following her leadership as far as teaching us about being married, staying married, wanting to get married, and restoring of marriages. I'm thanking God for her because she has been a blessing to me. That's this Monday on Smile 3E Blog Talk, as well as I open up Facebook for me, and hopefully she will be able to do it with me. But if not, please tune in to Facebook this Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This fourth Friday is Prophet Antoine Thomas Friday to be talking. So come back next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Prophet Antoine Thomas. I don't know what God is going to put on his heart, but one thing I do know, that the prophet has a word in his mouth. He's an awesome man of God. God will be showing up and showing out also on Friday night. And when we roll around for the final Sunday of the month, which is our very own apostle, Sandra Thomas, who's gone on to be with the Lord. It's her birthday. We will be celebrating her. But that Sunday, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser will be doing that program again at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Facebook, I want you all to know that God is so good that when he changes your life, he changes your life. Thank you, Pastor Troy. Could you please put on Facebook, Pastor Troy, before we end the service, the celebration for your mom's birthday, so that I can pronounce it and let people know the celebration day for Apostle Sandra Thomas' celebration, who's going on to be with the Lord. But I want to say, when I decided to give God my life, my heart, I wasn't hurting. I wasn't suffering. As the world say, I was at the top of my game. I was enjoying myself to the fullest. I was doing what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, however I wanted to do it. I was doing just that. But one day, out partying, hanging out with friends, on our bikes, on our motorcycles, we ride, we having a ball. Music blasting on the bike. I'm telling you, I'm having a ball. In my heart, I felt not right. I remember riding, and the tears was rolling because the wind was hitting my eyes. I said, but I began to cry out and say, God, how did I get here? I wasn't raised like this. God, save me, forgive me. And I began to seek God every day. I was saying, God, did you hear me? I want to be saved. You know, it's not like somebody came down and rang my doorbell and knocked on the door and said, I heard you, girl. Every day I was seeking God the more, and I started noticing little things didn't appeal to me no more. Going to certain places and being in certain areas. Don't get me wrong. I still was being around people, but I started looking at things different. In other words, how long are you going to do this before enough is enough? How long are you going to do this before enough is enough? And I had got to my point that enough was enough. And I asked God to save me. And each and every day to this point, I'm still asking God to save me. So with that being said, please check with Pastor Troy Thomas page where he will be posting his mom's birthday. I see on here it said bring him on the camera, see if he can come on real quick. Oh, wow. I don't know. No, there you go. He says, celebrating the founder of the Fountains of Living Water, Sandra Thomas, Apostle Sandra Thomas, is 2/28/21 at 2:30 at 4344 West Madison. That's 60624. That's on Madison Street, 4344 at 2:30 p.m. We will be celebrating Apostle Sandra Thomas's birthday, 2/28/21, on her birthday. That is the founder of Fountains of Living Water. She was also our overseer. So I just want to say to you all, Mother Tony, thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed our ministry. She says thank you for your, yes, I thank you for all of that. I thank Pastor Troy for taking the time out to join in and help us with tonight. Please spread the word. If you see this video live or you see it in the archive, please stop by to help us celebrate Apostle Sandra Thomas, because if anybody knew that woman of God, you know that she got her praise on. She was not ashamed to say how much she loved the Lord. And I just want to be able to say to you all, stay focused. Don't let your fight be in the winter. That's it. Don't let your fight be in the winter. So good night, Facebook. Blog Talk, please hold on. Good night, Facebook. Love you. Anybody on Blog Talk have anything would like to say at this present time? Could you please say it? The lines are open.
Just want to say I thank God for our reminder of staying focused, and I thank God of reminding us about being focused on God even in the winter. People don't think about the winter the way it should be thought about, but there's so much connected to being focused in the winter and being prepared for the winter. So thank you so much for the word.
Thank you so much, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone else? Okay, we just want to say thank everybody for joining in on tonight. We praise God for your faithfulness to this ministry. And we just want to say we will see you on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and let all these things shall be added unto you. Good night, everyone.